I want to explain something to you also, do another definition. It's very important to understand this. What is grace? All the time we hear in the scriptures, grace. So by grace we are saved through faith. What does this mean? Some people have this definition. Those of you who are not, who are raised in Orthodox countries, might not know this definition. It's a bad one. It's completely, it's got a little bit of truth in it, which is really dangerous. The idea that grace is unmerited favor. That's a typical thing that people in America have heard, and that you hear the bigger the church and the more coffee bars are in it, the more likely they'll say that. But that's not what grace is. Grace is God's presence in your life. God making himself present. And he is life. So where he is present, there is life. Where he fills a person, there is knowledge, and there is peace, and there is holiness. That's what grace is. Of course it's unmerited, but that's not the point. The point is God loves us and decides out of his love, because that's what love does, you know. Love gives to others without caring about whether they deserve it or not. He wants to give us himself because there's nothing better that he can give us. So that's what grace is. God giving himself to us in such a way that we can perceive him and know him and understand him. On one level, there's always grace. There's grace everywhere you go. And there's God is making himself known even to those that are not in the church to varying degrees, leading them to truth. And sometimes God does actually withdraw himself from us. So you could say he withdraws grace from us. Never completely, because without God's grace, without his presence, we're dead. Because there is no life without God. Nothing is alive without God. He makes everything to live. He maintains everything. But he might withdraw himself such that we don't feel him as much. Perhaps some of you have experienced that. That's so that we can depend on him and feel him more when he comes back in more full force. Of course, we're using sort of terms that really don't really apply. There is no term that applies to how God visits us. It's not arithmetic. It's not like you can have 10% of God or 20% or 100%. God reveals himself to us as we are able to understand him. And you're only able to understand him if you become like him. Hence, by grace we are saved through faith, not because of our works, but then we are his workmanship, created to do good works, so that we would know him.